New Horizons Healthcare Chief Executive Officer Jonathan Stewart says it will greatly impact them and those that seek physical, dental, or mental health services from what is called a health center, first established by the federal government about 60 years ago.
They expanded dramatically under the Bush administration. They expanded again under the Affordable Care Act. Today, out of that one health center in Mississippi, now there are thousands across the nation serving 35 million people nationally.
New Horizons is based on Melrose Avenue Northwest with a dental clinic on Williamson Road. It provides primary health care services, medical, dental, and mental health for those otherwise marginalized by socioeconomic status. Cuts to the Medicaid rolls in Virginia could eventually reach more than 160,000, another 130,000 plus dropping their Obamacare plans per the Congressional Budget Office.
An enormous strain. It would inflate or, I guess, increase the number of uninsured folks. It would potentially put out of balance what we call our payer mix. The whole idea of insurance is bringing folks into the system who are healthy and allow them to pay in to offset the cost of folks who are needing care and more expensive.
Stewart says New Horizons, like other local healthcare nonprofits, they're also talking to General Assembly members about filling any potential funding gaps in the next fiscal year. Gene Marano, WFIR News.